We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
You know what I still struggle with, right? Wow. More so recently than before, it seems to be happening a lot, basically.
Your stomach?
No, that too. IBS, definitely, yeah. And my hairline.
Really?
No, not really, but I think it's just something you become more conscious of.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But actually, I still kind of...
Yeah.
My hair is still kind of...
Your hairline is actually very good.
It's kind of still serving fun.
It's your favourite queers, back in your ears. It's I'm Grandmam.
Hey girlies, I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to
I'm Grandmam.
Woo!
Very mellow woo.
The woos were very much in sync.
Yeah. Or did we harmonise?
Or should we say boo? Because it's October, like.
But we
spooky
already,
season.
We've done that before.
But no, we just said boo, bitch.
No, we went, I'm Grandmam, boo. Be like, it's a boo, not a woo. We said that before in an episode.
Yeah, but some people might be listening to the episodes from the latest episode to the earliest ones.
We've spoken with this before and those people need psychiatric help.
But also I'm glad because I don't want someone basing their opinion of me based off of those first 10.
Do you know if like, if you meet someone and they find out you have the podcast, where do you tell them to start listening?
I really can't signpost anyone. I just go, girl, get stuck in.
Yeah, you know I go mean? Watch the teasers.
Watch the teasers, girl.
That, and then just whatever, forgo the apps.
Yeah, what's the best like entry level position for I'm Grandmam? Like, what's the best?
Girlies,
like,
what is the best episode do you think to start listening on?
You know what I still struggle with, right? It happens a lot on a Sunday morning. I'll wake up to a DM in my message request, and it will be from a girlie who is out in the tear the night before, right?
Okay.
He's out for a drinkies. We love to see it. And she'll go, oh my god, met your doppelganger last night.
No.
And it's the ugliest person I've ever seen in my life.
And it's a rat in the street.
I've never once been sent a picture, them claiming this person is my twin and, you know, felt happy afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. It's always an insult.
Just don't ever say it.
Let's stop doing it. Like, I always get sent people, we talked about this before, of people with a weak chin. Anyone with a weak chin, like even like an isosceles triangle on its side, they just send me a picture of it.
And
go, that looks like you. You know what I mean?
And the triangle's wearing a skirt.
I put up a TikTok the other day. And someone commented going, oh my god, I thought that was Daniel Craig for a second.
Oh, but babe.
But someone then underneath commented going, if Daniel Craig was a worm.
What the fuck does that mean?
I had a shaved head in the video, so like...
If Daniel Craig was a worm.
Yeah, I look like if with me with my shaved head in the right lighting, I look worm-like. Like, I look like Heidi Klum, remember the time she dressed up like a worm?
Oh,
Halloween.
Yeah.
A bit like that. I also
I
guess...
I would say that was more slug territory, but the
joys I've gotten Daniel Craig a few times, though.
No. Are you Daniel Craig? That clip of Daniel Craig coming out of the water.
Oh, semi.
Daniel Craig. Now, yeah, maybe. I think in terms of like...
If I shake my head from side to side.
I would say, and please don't be offended by this, right? No. He's 55, right? But you look around the same age, if you know what I mean.
I knew you were going to say that.
But like, you are like a, you're not like a young Daniel Craig, you're like a Daniel Craig now.
Of the moment.
Right now.
As in like a Daniel Craig stand-in for the film.
55.
Yeah.
When people send me a picture of someone and it looks like me, right? Yeah. I swear, he just has bushy eyebrows.
And big teeth.
And the biggest teeth.
Yeah.
You've ever seen in the entirety of your life. And they go, oh my God, girly, it's you. And I'm going... And you know what? A lot of the time I block them. Block them. So just be warned, unless you're sending me a picture, like I'd be very, very tentative and very, very slow to send a picture of someone to a girlie and be like, oh my God, this girl is you. Nobody's me, girls.
Exactly.
Look, the only reason I'd want to see an example of someone who is potentially my doppelganger Think are they fucking gorgeously
hot? I'm trying to think, do you have one? Do you ever get compared to a celebrity? I don't know why Andrew Garfield keeps popping into my head.
I'll take that.
But I don't think you look like him that much.
No.
I always get Jean-Paul Gaultier.
Again, at the age that he is now, right? Jean-Paul Gaultier.
And a young Bono. I got a young Bono. We've
covered
that
before. Comparison yourself. Jean-Paul Gaultier.
No, people tagged me in the book cover, babe.
He's what age?
He's terrifying looking, sorry.
Age. 71. I think you look like him now. You know what I mean? I do think you look like him now.
See.
But yeah, just moral of the story. Don't, like, you might think it's a compliment.
It's not.
Right? It never has been.
You don't remind me of anybody.
Oh my God, you won't believe this.
What?
Someone who I dated before actually said that to me.
What?
That... I have a face that doesn't look like anyone else's face. That I have a very unique face. And they said they don't know anyone in the world that looks like me.
But did they clarify if that was a good thing?
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Yeah, obviously I think it's a good thing. But like, because like, but I'm like...
I know. It's also, yeah, I'm like, yeah, is that a compliment?
No, it is.
I think it is.
Yeah, you don't want a basic face that everyone... Like, I feel like there's people who walk around and they always get it. They go, you remind me of someone. And because they just have a face that looks like loads of other people. You're a serving cunt with the face.
I do think I'm very different. But yeah, just stop sending it to me.
Yeah, stop.
And like, you might think, I get it. When you're out with the girlies.
Yeah.
And you're having your drinkies. Mm-hmm. And you see someone, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's Kevin from Mom and Grandma. Don't send it to me. Just think it. Tell your friend. Take a picture of him and send it to your friend.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Unless they're a big, massive fucking ride, in which case.
So let's just leave it.
Let's just leave it. Let's just leave it. Are you over all the house stress? Because that was all stress.
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Are you stressed about not knowing what your Roman Empire is?
Everyone's going on about Roman Empire lately, girls.
I love it. I asked my brother the other day, like, how often he thinks about the Roman Empire, Shane. Like, and he was like, what? And I was like, recording him, so he's so self-conscious. And he was like, what? No, like, he's like, once a month, probably, like.
It is weird, though, because, like, they're saying it's like a straight lad thing, but I think about the Roman Empire quite a lot.
You reference the Roman Empire quite a lot.
Because it was kind of cunt. It was serving pussy
glamour. And also. All the gladiators and stuff were having orgies the whole time, and they were all sexy. Like,
sexuality wasn't a thing back then. You just had sex with whoever. Shagging,
yeah.
And I it was my favorite thing. We studied it in history. Yeah. I learned all about the vestibules. I learned all about the etceteras. You know what else is there? Vestibules, atriums.
You say vomitorium every day in your life. There isn't a day that goes past where you don't say vomitorium.
But then you learned all about the gods. It was camp. I loved the Roman Empire as well.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, I don't love what they've done, because they obviously are colonizing dickheads vibes, because they had to take over all the land vibes. They were given England. It was given England. It was given UK.
But they did do viaducts as well.
Which are glamour, but they definitely murdered loads of people along the way.
Have you been out to the viaduct at all since it was done up in Cork?
No.
They've done it up. They do a lovely carvery on a Sunday.
The pub?
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you one about an actual viaduct.
Well, there's a viaduct there as well, isn't there?
I don't know.
I think there is.
I presume that's why it's called the viaduct.
I think that's why it's called such.
People need to, and we'll get back to the Roman Empire, people need to appreciate carveries more.
I think people do appreciate
a good carefree.
Yeah.
No good one, though.
They're hard to come by here.
Yeah. Slop.
Is a Sunday carvery your actual Roman Empire? Or is the are you telling me the Roman Empire is your Roman Empire?
I do think about it quite a lot.
How often, like? Because that's what they're asking everyone. I would say I think about Roman lads. See, mine's not the Roman Empire. I think about Roman lads a lot.
What do you mean, Roman lads?
Because like,
I think gladiator type lads.
Well, just the pure like lads going around the togas and stuff like.
Okay.
And also Hercules is like one of my favourite Disney movies and stuff.
Is he not Greek?
Yeah, but that's...
He's a Greek god.
Yeah, but that's the Romans as well.
Is it?
It's very similar.
But aren't they fighting each other?
The Greeks and the Romans?
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
I think so. No, I might be being really stupid here.
Oh, you look, that happened ages ago. So I don't really care too much. Like, you know, it's not going to affect my life.
What's your Roman Empire?
I say it's the leave insert.
Yeah, oh my god.
It's the leave insert,
yeah.
Isn't it? I was trying to think of it.
No,
so
it is.
And then I asked Farquhar, I was like, what's my Roman Empire? Because I told him that his is the Cari tram crash.
No, our friend Farquhar's Roman Empire is when that girl in
when
school
that girl
was
in
on Sawyer Nan died.
On Sawyer Nan died,
that's
yeah.
His.
That's his, but it's yeah. Also the Cari tram crash. Like, the amount of times I hear him reference that. Like,
I don't even know what that is.
So, you know, because he used to write for Cari.
Yeah.
And he was around the time when it was a famous, like, storyline in Cari where the tram crashed.
Okay.
And a lot of people were killed in it and stuff.
Oh, right.
Nobody died at Stonewall. Nobody died in the Cari tram crash.
Did people die in the Cari tram crash?
I think I wasn't watching at the time. I just...
Google it there.
Did...
Yeah, if you don't know, girlies, we know a writer that used to write for Cari. We have friends.
Yeah, he's writing on Wim.
Oh no, he's writing on
Wim these days.
Oh, huge things now, but like,
yeah, Ashley Peacock and Molly Dobbs and an unnamed taxi driver perished as a result of the disaster.
For fuck's sake! Also, could you not have given the taxi driver a name? But you know, like there now, or like he's writing like for so many things now, like big things.
Yeah.
But my mum wouldn't care if she finds out he was writing for Cari. He's the biggest celebrity.
Well, my mum watched The Bay, which he wrote on two seasons of, and she loved The Bay.
And no, Cari would still top it in my mum's eyes.
Yeah. Have you watched Cari at all recently?
I dabble when I'm home. Like,
I was watching it last week with my mum, and I was like, "What's going on?" There's like an OnlyFans storyline. One of the lads, basically, he suffered. Was it? He was involved in an accident, and he got a load of burn scars all over his body, and he wasn't able to go back training in the gym. So then he was taking steroids, and he was going on OnlyFans and stuff. But then he got nabbed. I was glued. Yeah, there's a load of stuff going down on Cari.
Is it Cari or EastEnders where your one goes? Your NFI. Not flipping invited.
I don't know and I don't want to know.
Brilliant though.
Kind of brilliant.
So yours is the leave insert.
Mine is the leave insert.
Yeah.
Would yours be your hair? Like, you do think about your hair more than anyone I know. Like,
I don't.
More than any woman at the salon.
I change my hair a lot, but that doesn't mean I think
about
it.
But it absolutely does, because it means you're thinking about it. Like, earlier you were telling me your plans with your hair down the line. Like, nobody asked.
No, you asked me.
No, I swear I didn't.
You goes, what are you doing with your hair? I love it.
No, I didn't. I just said, oh, you're going to be great at the sides girling.
Yeah.
But I didn't say, what are you doing with it? But you just proceeded to tell me. And then you'd see like someone else's hair and you're like, I might do that with my hair. Shane called over. He had his hair and you're like, that's what I'm going for with my hair. And then you're like, will I change it back? And I'm going, Jesus Christ, you think about your
hair
an awful lot.
I don't actually think about my hair that much. No, like, I think about it the same amount I think about, like, everything else. Like, getting dressed in the morning.
No, you don't. That's the thing. You don't just think about it when you're styling your hair in the morning or when you're washing it. You go on to think about it throughout the day. Did you get your letter that was on the table?
Yeah.
Where'd you put it?
I ripped it up and threw it in the bin.
Where's it from?
Barclays.
Then cancel.
I don't understand why you get so obsessed with a letter coming in the door. Just open it and send it to me.
No, because I have to bend down. My issue
God forbid.
Is, my issue is the only person to get posts in this house that you don't live in is you.
Well, sorry, I'm popular.
No, you're not, because they're all from...
Sorry, people love me.
Do you want me to call out facts?
Sorry, people love me.
Because they're all from lending agencies.
I don't have any loans.
Well, not according to your post. The place is like fucking Privet Drive with all the letters coming in the letterbox. And I'm allergic to it because not one of them is from me. Do you know the excitement of coming home and seeing a letter and kind of going, oh.
I know, it's hard living in the shadow. It is, isn't it?
In your
my financial
in your debt-ridden shadows.
I have no, just to clarify, I have no financial debt. I don't.
Okay.
No, it was a Barclays, because Barclays apparently are putting up their...
I don't care. I don't have a Barclays account. I don't care.
Do you not? Do you want me to put in the words?
No, just do e-billing.
Do you want me
to put it out of the bin and tell you how much money you have in that Barclays account?
No, and I'm trying to close it down.
Close it!
It wouldn't bother me in the slightest if you were getting letters delivered to my house.
I just wouldn't do it to you. I just wouldn't do it.
Wouldn't do it to you? Oh, God. First world problems there, babe.
I wouldn't do it to you. Just get your letters delivered to your own gaff. You're gone out the gaff a year and a half.
I know, but isn't it nice to just have a bit of me around?
It's not.
And it's just like when you're thinking of me, you know, and you're like, oh, I miss PJ, and then you just hear shh, and you're all to sign.
I go, I should send PJ some money, because he obviously has none. He's getting all these debt letters.
I'm not in debt, just a fair way again.
Got money.
Okay, girlies, let's move on to the theme. The theme for this week is hipsters. Is that stupid? I was like,
hipster.
What? How do you say that? Not sound like a dickhead.
What would we say the theme is? It is hipsters.
The modern day hipster.
Just go with hipsters.
Hipsters.
Alexa, play "Cool Girl" by Tuvalu.
Shuffling "Cool Girl" and similar songs on Amazon.
No,
Music.
She's thick. I don't know what that is.
Is that it? We leave her off. Sorry, Alexa.
Am I paying for Amazon Music?
No, I've never heard the song in my life.
Cool Girl?
No.
Oh my God.
I'm not cool enough.
Let me tell you about it. It was the... I had to put a romantic... Do you like Tuvalu? I think Tuvalu's brilliant.
She's grand, like.
Well, let's not make a song about it. I don't know the lyrics.
I was just about to say what's coming out of your mouth.
So we can run free, yeah.
It's a bit of a snore,
wait,
is it?
Wait for the drop.
Oh, hi.
Get ready, girls. Are you ready? Watch.
Oh, I know it.
I'm as cold, I roll my eyes at you, boy.
Get the lyrics down.
That's it. I'm singing it. Ice cold, I roll. Alexa, stop.
Okay, I know that bit.
Chorus is
hot. That poor girl,
Tuvalu,
lived her whole career, Evan Connor Tovlow.
Tovlow, yeah, I always thought it was. And then
yeah.
The reason we know is because she was on RuPaul's Drag Race and he was like, and our guest judge, Tuvalu. I was going, who? Tuvalu, who?
But also, like, did she just do that for a bit of a bump in the PR? Because everyone started talking about her then.
Were they already talking about her? I think she's really fucking great.
Is she doing new things? Uh-oh. Staying in my bed again. Where the phone got no head.
She has loads of songs.
Do you know, there's like, there was a certain time in on YouTube when they had like those songs.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I know exactly what you mean.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
And that whole aesthetic.
Yeah. And it was like, there was like a cool like Tumblr picture as the background.
And it was just all a bit weird.
Yeah.
That song Cool Girl, it came out the summer I went to Gran Canaria. And I just had, when I was listening to it there, I just...
Is it that old?
Yeah, it must be. Let me just make sure. I think it came out that summer, because that was the song of my summer, because... It's my Pedro song.
It's not.
It is Cool Girl, and I remember, oh my God, one time I was locked, and... I was singing it to him.
But she was like, the summer romance ended anyway, and I was kind of being like, oh... I was like... Like, you might get over it, but also Kevin hasn't gotten over his summer romance in just been a few years, so let's wait and see. And she was skidding.
It's just because nothing happened.
I know, babe, you tell me every time. Nothing, like, it
nothing
like,
ended it. It, was
yeah,
just,
it wasn't anything sour.
It was because of geographic...
the distance. There's a chapter in our book, actually, if you want to make it work long distance, I give a few tips.
There's actually a chapter in the book about Pedro. It's not a chapter, but he gets a mention.
You should
imagine that poor boy being over living his life in Spanish, and then
living his life in Spanish.
But you know what I mean? Like, he's know what I'm up to, like in English. And imagine him just like, you know, potentially, perchance, picking up the book and going, "Oh my God, I know your man," and then going, "Oh, I must buy it."
Yeah, and then be like, "Oh, I'm in it."
And he goes, and he sees his name.
You should send it to him.
Nah, he'd be freaked out. He's only getting hotter as well.
Really?
Oh my God, he's getting hotter. I sometimes wonder, I'm like, oh, does he know I'm kind of famous now?
Would we ever get him on the pod?
I'd love it.
I'd love it.
Put it down, I'd love it.
Write it down.
Because we can't go to Paris anymore for the Paris ep, for the Disneyland ep.
Why?
Because of the infestation.
What infestation?
Did you hear about the bed bugs in Paris?
Bed bugs in Paris?
The Rugrats sequel.
Yeah.
Do you not hear about the bed bugs?
No.
Babe, it's bed bug bedlam in Paris. So they're obviously in the beds.
Yeah.
Do you not see any of this?
Are they at least chic?
No. Well, yeah, are they French bed bugs?
Yeah, they're definitely, are they serving beret like?
Yeah.
Are they giving?
I don't know because they're tiny like, but they're on the public transport now as well.
The bed bugs.
They're finding them all over the chairs and everything. Yeah, oh God, I hate the thought of it. And apparently, because obviously, like, you know, you can get the fucking Eurostar into London and stuff. Yeah. Apparently, it's only a matter of time before they're here. Apparently, that's the next thing.
How do you get rid of bed bugs? Burn it all, is it?
I think it's just a boiling wash.
Paris is burning, doll. Sequel.
But we, they're one of the things that they tell you to watch out for on the cruise ships.
It's bed bugs.
Yeah, well, especially like in the like workers' cabins.
Can they swim?
And stuff.
How do they
no, just
on
in the rooms. Oh, how do they get on board?
Yeah. On the people's clothes?
Is it people's clothes or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, maybe.
Anyway, it just happens being manky dirty, I'm sure. I don't know what
is bed bugs a result of being dirty?
What causes bed bugs?
Because then it's one thing you can say to the French now, because you know the French can be a bit snobby every now and again. And then I'd love now we have a comeback, so for French as being a snobby person to me, I'd be like, at least my country isn't filthy dirty.
It just says travelling both domestically and internationally.
Well, they're kind of iconic.
Yeah, kind of living for them for their international travel. Places with high turnover rates such as high turnover rates such as hotels, motels and Airbnbs are prime spots for picking up bed bugs.
So did it happen in Fashion Week? All the bed bugs goes, I want to see some shows. And then they all went over.
But so one of the indicators or one of the symptoms or telltale signs that you might have bed bugs, because they bite as well.
Is that there's bugs crawling all over your bed, obviously.
Nobody can see them.
What?
You can't see bed bugs. They're tiny. Like, you're not going to see them because they're so tiny. So they
really?
Just bite you. And also, babe, you're sleeping. Like, so you go to bed. Yeah. And also, like, they're in the corners and they're in the crevice and they're in the wood.
You're a crazy person.
But one of the things is, you if you have bite marks, but they're like in a tree.
Like a triangle.
Charmed. A triangle.
Yeah,
Illuminati bed bugs.
Yeah.
But so, anyway, so I'm on the cruise ship and one time I'm doing my stretches, you know, before a gig.
Yeah.
And I see three on my leg in the triangle. I'm going, fuck it.
You have bed bugs.
Fucking bed bugs.
Yeah.
Right. And then.
Sorry, are you tearing itchy right now? Because I'm tearing
not really.
Itchy. Okay,
no,
go on.
I was when I was reading the article about it in France. And I was going, oh, fuck, it's here. And then, and I'm avoiding the central line. I was getting on the Lizzie at the moment.
Okay, fair enough.
Sorry, tube curl. but I alerted like head of housekeeping and I alerted whoever
is,
you know, my supervisor or whatever. Yeah. Like, I think this is an issue. And then they came and tore my cabin apart.
Yeah.
And then they were like, oh, there's none. And I was like, are you even looking properly? And I was like, look at my leg. I was like, this is the one thing you told us to look out for.
Yeah.
And now you're telling me I've none.
Yeah.
They were gaslighting me.
But
the bed bugs.
If you can't see them, how would they see them? Do they have special glasses or what? Is it like...
No, you can see them.
Do they have a special spray?
But you have to be actively looking for them kind of thing.
Okay.
Or you might be able to see them, I don't know, on a white sheet. Like, that's them there, but I presume that's under a magnifying glass. Like, images.
Oh, yeah, look at them there.
Yeah, but that's zoomed in. That's disgusting. Yeah, and you, Egypt, got secondhand furniture. You got the secondhand couches. They're mad into those old couches.
Yeah, because I care about the planet, sustainability.
But the sustainability then is getting a new couch.
No, and also we got the couches professionally cleaned.
No, they didn't clean on the side of the bed bugs. You have bed bugs in the house.
No. There was one time I thought that I had bed bugs, but I was just itching.
I'm so glad you told that story.
But I was just itching.
Let's actually base the whole episode on that, about you having an itch and thinking it was bed bugs. You're right.
But you know, like,
unpack it.
No, like, I'm just worried, and then I wasn't because I was like, oh, it's just itchy.
But you're probably itchy the whole time in your house because your cats would just be
what
putting their hair everywhere.
Cats are so clean.
I never said they weren't. I'm just saying you'd be itchy with all their hair.
No, it's grand now because we're coming into winter, so they're not shedding as much.
Oh, stunning.
Yeah, so it's grand, like, you know what I mean.
Oh, because they're hanging on to because they're colder in the winter.
Yeah. Anyway, girls.
Anyway,
we're talking about...
I can't believe you didn't know that about the bed bugs in Paris.
Yeah.
Everyone's talking about it.
Oh, you just think bed bugs in Paris is the name of the app. I love when we get the name of the app.
I love it instead of
thinking about it
afterwards. We're gonna have to message each other and be like, "What will we call it?" And back and forth.
And then if it's not alliteration, I have to fight for it because you're addicted to alliteration. But Bedbugs in Paris does it all.
Bedbugs in Paris is the name of the app.
Stunning.
We're going to do a bit of a deep dive.
Yeah.
On the hipsters of today, because I suppose the landscape. The visual landscape of hipsters has changed.
Has changed, yeah.
It has changed, because when you think about the hipsters of hipsters past...
You think about, like, the beards.
And beards, you think craft beer, you think...
Like little mustaches.
Little mustaches.
You think... IPAs.
Satchels.
Yeah. You think, like, satchels, you think, like, fixie bikes.
Fixie bikes is a big one. Yeah.
But like, even now, like, before, like, ordering a flat white, you'd be considered a hipster.
Yeah.
You would, right? Back in the day.
So, if we were to try and define hipster, is hipster...
So, by definition, right? Yeah. I looked it up, so...
What, is it going against the grain a bit?
No, it's not really. So, but hipster, by definition, is a person who follows the latest trends and fashions in clothing and lifestyle, especially those regarded as being outside the cultural mainstream. So it's people who, like, kind of like, if
leading the trends,
something's kind of trendy, but also kind of painfully, because, like,
for the sake of it,
as in, like, they're like, oh, this is really cool, you have to do this.
Yeah. And
I think the old school hipsters, especially the reason why the hipsters before got such a bad name for themselves and everyone was fucking allergic to them, is because they were drinking IPA, but they were letting you know they're having an IPA because they're different girls, you know what I mean?
Exactly, yeah. So, like, they'd almost, like, look down on you for having...
Having just, like, a Heineken.
Or drinking a Budweiser or whatever.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they were judgy. The old hipsters were judgy. They were judgy girls. Yoga, probably back in the day, was probably
back in the day, but now everyone's doing it.
But that's the thing, like, because they're doing, like, trendy things before they get mainstream... Then it becomes
mainstream.
Yeah, so, like, the hipsters back in the day that were drinking IPA, now, like, my uncle would drink an IPA in the pub and no one's calling him a hipster. They're just, he's just drinking an IPA. Do you know
and
what I mean?
Arguably, in, like, capital cities, everyone's, like, following a hipster.
Yeah. Now, I'm fully aware that I'm a wanky walking stereotype of probably this modern day hipster.
Oh, the reason I sent you this article in the first place was because I was going through and I was like, oh my god,
it's PJ.
PJ ticks so many of these boxes.
But, like, I just like what I like, you know? But I'm not judgy. I'm not a judgy hipster. I don't judge
people.
Is there
anything that you pretend to like for the sake of appearing cool? Or is there anything you were like, oh, I really want to get into that just because it's kind of cool to do, but then couldn't? Running's become very cool lately. Could you enjoy running?
I love running, yeah, but no, I can't fucking run because I injured my foot.
Yeah, but
no one knows I run, only you.
But were you doing it to be cool? You never stopped telling me you run.
Yeah, but that's because...
You never stopped telling me you run. And I'm going, girl, run away from me then if that's the case. Because I'm sick of hearing it.
On the Nike running app, it says get a support group behind you.
No, that's not me. Find someone else who runs. It's not me. I don't care. You
won't stop telling me about CrossFit. I'm going, go away and muscle up yourself. I don't give a shit.
Did my first muscle up this
week. We know, babe. You told the whole world.
Well, I had to, because, like, it's the first time I actually ever put CrossFit content on my Instagram. Yeah. And I'm there like 7 months now. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's the first time I ever did it.
So, pop kettle, like?
No.
It's the same thing.
Babe, if I search the word run in our chats,
yeah,
it'll bring up.
Let me search the word CrossFit. So.
Okay, we'll see which one has more.
No,
then.
But you verbally.
You search CrossFit, I search run.
My phone's off.
Okay, but luckily for me, I can search both.
But you verbally say CrossFit more than you text it.
Anyone can say that.
But
anyone can say that.
I've never mentioned running on the pod. How many times
doesn't
have you mentioned CrossFit?
Run, running.
Twice.
41.
But let me look at the context of what the, like, run is a common word. Like, you say, you seem set the way you want to run it. That's not to do with me running.
Yeah, but it shows that it's still on your mind. Right? So run 41, CrossFit.
No, that's not fair.
13.
Yeah, but how often?
Why are you grabbing my wrist? How is it not fair?
How often? Okay, you probably text me going, I'm just going to run to the shop. But I'd never text you going, I'm just going to CrossFit to the supermarket. You know what I mean?
Why don't you? Because you can't. Because you don't go. Maybe if you went, you would. And you'd know about it. With a running.
No. none of them are relating okay, to me actually
one.
Running.
There was one time, like this time you messaged me at 8:30 last
no,
week.
No, so
right?
Wait, no, sorry, no, listen to this. So just to be clear, the 41 instances of
yeah,
running.
Yeah, okay, aren't all, yeah. I think they know that.
Okay.
But you did message me at 8:30, right? We were talking about something. We were talking about that. Right?
Yeah, so we were in the middle of planning something. But
no,
then...
at 8:30 and you goes, we weren't planning anything. I just sent you an idea.
No, but
I was
rounding off the conversation.
No, you weren't. You were letting me know that you were going for a run.
I knew you were
going
to think
that. You get as much of a thrill about telling me. You get more of a thrill from telling me you're going for a run than you do going for your run.
I just couldn't keep texting you, so I was letting you know I'm not going to be able to text you for the next hour because I'm running.
Babe, I don't care. You could not text me for 24 hours for a week. I wouldn't bat an eyelid.
But we were mid...
I'd go, geez, I'm enjoying the rest of
we were mid-conversation.
We weren't.
We were. Look, so give me your phone.
No, come on, we need to move on.
No,
because
I'm right.
What are you right about?
We were mid-conversation. Now he goes, run. Oh my God, I love that. I'm just going to go for a run there, so I'll talk to you later.
Run. Need to run away from cats.
Babe.
Get new runners.
You mentioned CrossFit 14 times.
13. Run with me on
anyway,
this one. Run with me on this one, trying to get me to run.
Run with me was like run with the idea, you mug. Anyway, we're both insufferable, basically. I think the takeaway from that is.
No, but you know what? I'm so sorry to hear about your, what is it? Injury. What's wrong? Your calf?
I hurt my foot, yeah.
I don't want you becoming a cool runner.
Okay.
I like you running, but like, you know.
Like a shit one.
Huh? Yeah.
Babe, there's no fear of me becoming a cool runner because I'm not fast. So it's really embarrassing.
I can
run long distances. Yeah. I'm all right with that. But I there'll be old men like in their 80s running past me like.
But that's grand as well.
I'm the tortoise, not the hare.
Yeah, but the whole moral of that is that the tortoise wins.
There we go.
There you go, girlies.
Anyway, hipsters,
right? So
how do we get here? Oh, we're basically saying I'm kind of a hipster.
You're very much a hipster.
But like, I just think it has such negative connotations from the past because hipsters were judgy cunts. Whereas I would never judge somebody for liking something that's mainstream.
But I suppose that's the whole purpose of trends. But people jump on it and you're kind of going, oh girl.
Yeah, calm it down.
Calm down, do your own thing.
Now, I would say a lot of hipsters are insufferable still.
So the new hipsters.
Yeah.
See, I think the term hipsters has almost become redundant.
It is. It's more just like, do you know...
It's a cool girl.
It's but too cool for schoolers.
But I think there's a bit of a differentiation between the hipsters and the
cool girls. Yeah, because I think someone's so cool when they're not judgy and they're just like, they're like, they do stuff because they think it's cool.
Absolutely.
But they don't expect, they're not doing it to be cool. That's just like what they're into, you know what I mean?
You know who I think is a really great example of cool girl?
Who?
Who's like the blueprint. And I know we're biased because she's like our best friend. Beverly.
Yeah.
But Beverly's always been someone, right?
Beverly's
who's
a cool
been
girl.
In her, who's always been in her own lane.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
She's been lacing up the Vans, like, kind
you
of.
You know
like,
what I mean? Like, but, and like ahead of the trend, yeah. Like, and even for her Debs, she was like looking, did her own thing completely, wasn't dressing up as one of the Rose of Tralee like the other girls.
Yeah, she was always on her own path.
Marched into the beat of her own drum.
Yeah.
This would be the mad jam.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
That clip with Nicola Roberts and Lady Gaga. You know, she's interviewing Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
And what does she say? She's like, if you could...
Die.
If you could do one thing...
If you do something without any consequences,
you
what would
what
it be?
I mean? She goes,
die.
And Nicola Roberts is just looking at her like... doesn't know what's going on. So, you know, I love anytime that clip shows
it's
up
so
my feed,
funny.
I watch
it's
it.
It's so funny. Damn. But yeah. So there's a difference. There definitely is. There's people who just are themselves, and then there's some people who try so hard to be cool and then judge other people. Like I hate at the moment. There's these TikToks going around being like, if there's one fashion trend that you don't want to see anymore, what would it be? And people are like, people need to stop wearing these fucking Miu Miu dupes or whatever, like it's over. And I'm like, let people wear what they want, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Stop being a fucking judgy bitch.
I think if you're a cool girl, I think what the cool girls that I'm a fan of, right, you know, and again using the example of Beverly, right? Beverly's a cool girl. She'll talk to anyone. Some cool girls are almost afraid to look like they're having fun,
yeah,
because you
want to
be
mean.
Above what's happening at the party.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I've been to the odd air quotes, influencer event that's happening here.
Yeah.
And some of the girlies, they're just on the phone doing whatever, won't talk to you. I'd be chatting to everyone. The coolest girls and the girls I want to be friends with, the girls I'm like, are actually cool, are the girls who have a bit of a personality.
And who'll be having a laugh.
I think Sarah's like a cool girl. She's like a Camden cool girl. Oh,
your sister.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's Camden Market's cool girl, but she's a cool girl. Also, cool lads, there's lots of cool... I'm just going to be naming loads of cool people.
Jose's a proper cool girl.
Jose's a cool girl. Jose's an ABG.
What's that?
Asian baby girl. Do you know the ABGs? It's a new
thing. No, really?
Yeah, everyone, like he, the other day he was like, I'm so ABG. He's like, you're not ABG.
I kind of love ABG.
Yeah, he's giving Asian baby girl.
Yeah. Who else is there? No, we can't just we go can't, through a
no,
list.
No, no. But basically what we're saying is...
Yeah, anyone can be a cool girl, but also have fun with it.
No, that's not what we're saying.
That's, I don't know what we're saying. Let's just do the list. Let's just do
no,
the list.
What we're saying is there are the modern day hipster people we're on about is not necessarily a bad thing.
No, at all.
But also
no, also it's just
they deserve to be taken the piss out of. Like I know when I'm ordering my natural wine,
yeah.
I know I'm a wanky dickhead, you know.
Yeah,
what I
but
mean?
It's fine, it's just what you like. And also it's just trends and stuff. And also I think one of the components to being a cool girl is like it's so funny because I'm not a cool girl, like I'm the antithesis, you know what I mean?
No, but I love the way we're going. And if you want to be a cool girl, listen up, hunties.
Now, tiny diesel bags are cool girl. Are we doing a hipster or a cool girl?
But a cool,
diesel bags aren't hipster.
No, tiny diesel bags, I'm not, like, I don't think they're practical. You know,
yeah, but hipsters aren't practical.
I know, but I want them to be bigger. I like the bigger ones.
No, I think the tiny
ones,
the fact that you can't fit anything in. You can fit one cigarette into it.
A cigarette, a condom for safe sex girlies, wrap your willies, and a mint.
A mint or a chewing gum, I was going to say.
No, a mint is more puss.
Yeah, a mint is a bit more puss. Or a Pez. Imagine just one of the cool girls moving out a Pez. So basically, in this article... It's called the New Hipster Starter Pack. They go through a list of 31 things.
Yeah, so it's 31 ways to signpost that you're an alt basic by New York and London standards.
Yeah, it's very New York, London,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I've never been to New York, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, it's fine, people get you there.
Right, okay.
I was fully convinced that Aer Lingus was going to give you free flights to New York after
the
tea.
Did you know it's only 6.5 hours?
No, that was just... it's usually 8.
So how is it 6.5 now?
Do you know? Jumbo jets.
Have they gotten a faster flight?
Must have.
I'd do 6.5 hours. You could do that in the one day.
Yeah, you'd watch 2 films and you're there.
That's grand life.
2 avatars and you're there.
Jorts in the summer.
Yeah.
I actually have jorts.
Everyone has jorts.
Yeah, but they're a new thing, aren't they?
Yeah, well,
I
they're,
know sometimes
yeah,
they're
coming
really
back.
Cool. And you know when you know the ones that are like below the knee, like really like
jorty, hot. Yeah,
jorty.
Yeah, yeah.
A
jort with a boot. Addiction.
Insanely baggy pants in the winter. So we need to
let's see who scores higher. Okay,
let me just open up this.
Who's more hipster, me or Kevin?
Well, it's definitely going to be you, I'd say, right?
Why?
Because you're trying to like stay on top of trends, whereas I don't try and follow as much. Okay. Okay. Whatever is it here? Okay, Kevin. Right? Are you reading my notes?
No.
You are. Okay, Kevin. Okay, so jorts, one. PJ.
I wear jorts, yeah.
Okay, insanely baggy pants in the winter.
What does that even mean?
See, I wear kind of baggy, but I wouldn't say they're insanely baggy.
But what does that mean? Like, what's wrong with wearing baggy pants in the winter?
So this is the thing. They're not criticizing anyone who does this.
Oh, yeah, I know I sound defensive, but I'm actually not. I'm just wondering, like, are they saying, like...
That's hipstery.
Why? Because it's baggy.
I think so.
Because there's like a trend of... Yeah, that's me. Oh, yeah, give me
techie
one.
Techie Y2K sunglasses. That's my kryptonite.
We both of them, yeah.
We sometimes pop into a garage just to get some Y2K sunnies.
Yeah. Well, they're not white. The ones in the garage are like your dad fisherman glasses.
But is that not the techie...
Yeah,
kind of
I suppose. Or like I was thinking more, Joe, the silver rim Balenciaga dupes that everyone was wearing.
Oh, those as well.
Well, we're 3 for 3 at the moment.
Oh, no. I would say I'm on 2.
Why?
Because I'm not insanely baggy pants. I would have baggy... Like, these are the baggiest trousers I have.
Okay,
you have
baggier. I have baggier, yeah.
Okay. Now, are people going to be like, what the fuck? Natty wine.
I do love natty
you
wine.
You love natty wine.
It's
I don't
so
really.
It's so nice. Do you not? Do you not like a pet nat?
No, so look, it's wine, I'll drink it or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't go out.
Like, it's wine, I'll drink it. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, right?
I wouldn't go down to Broadway Market to the deli to pick out a gorgeous
you know,
natty wine.
But you know what does it for me?
Oh. the bottle, the branding, bottle, the branding. Yeah, I know. That's where I do get nabbed because I don't know too much about wine. So sometimes I see and I go, well, if the branding is this good, they've obviously put a bit of effort into sourcing it as well.
And girls, I'm just a sucker for something that's well branded. I know I'm a consumer. Cuff me, you know? Arrest me, I'm a consumer.
This one you're definitely guilty of. Performatively shitting on Fred again.
I didn't performatively shit on it. If I go to a concert and I don't enjoy
it. You were actually shitting, yeah, you were just genuinely shitting on it.
I just didn't like
it. As opposed to performatively.
Yeah. I just was there and I was like, when's he going to play the next song? Because he played the same song for an hour and a half.
He didn't. See, but that was one of the things that people said to us after that episode that we did after Lecture Picnic. Yeah. People were like, oh, apparently he's a bit of a gum, or he's pure like rich kid.
Yeah.
It? But also, girls, I like the music.
I didn't.
Cuff me.
That's the new thing. Our new thing.
Cuff me.
I was going there expecting to love it, and I was just kind of bored.
Oh, okay, fair. Okay. Shrooms, specifically polka dots, are mushroom oil tinctures.
As in magic mushrooms, like mushies.
Grinding mushrooms into tea for van lifers.
Is this magic mushrooms, or is it just mushrooms? Because do you know the way you get served this as well on Instagram? And I'm like, grow
powder.
The fuck up. Like, they're like, I
to
gave
replace
up.
My coffee.
Yeah, and it's what they call it, like rainbow dust or like magic dust or
stupid.
Unicorn dust or
I think
something.
It's just called dust, isn't
and
it?
And I'm like, go away and shove your shiitake mushrooms up your hole.
If I'm
going in for my iced latte and they go, do you want a mushroom latte? Instead, I'm going to go, absolutely not,
no,
Genevieve.
Get me my flat white now.
Yeah.
Gertrude. Yeah, a lot of people
a lot
are
of
like
people do love
the mushrooms.
Mushies. No, they come from the earth, girls.
That's the one thing I would say in terms of. Like
a drug.
Drugs. Is it kind of, is it, I don't know.
It's given
whole
foods.
I can't be.
It's given,
you know,
organic.
I can't be seen to be advocating for mushrooms on the pod when I don't really know the ins and outs.
Yeah.
Tooth gems,
yeah.
Screams you.
I
but have you ever had them?
Yeah, but remember, I used to always put blue tooth gem onto my mouth.
That's borderline intolerable for me. I'm kind of, in one way, I'm like, oh, you're 30.
But I did it ages
and
ago.
And men went to war.
I did it before lockdown, babe.
What, did you?
Yeah.
See, I read a horror story about a girl who couldn't get her tooth gem off.
Yeah, but there's always going to be a horror story about something.
Yeah, there is, I suppose.
Do you know what I mean?
So that's another one for you.
That's one for me, yeah. I'll take
you're
two
on
gems.
Five.
But also, two gems are fucking pussy. I love them.
I do like them on some people, but I'm not saying, like, the question is, do you do them? No. I don't need to be drawing any more attention to these fucking teeth.
No, but I...
I need the whole packet of two gems.
They're not that big.
Maxi skirts with baby tees.
Yeah, that's me. Give me a point. Just give me a point. But how post are they as well?
I was kind of thinking, is
sorry,
this
no,
whole
is
article
it,
written about you?
Is this a hipster list or is it a serving cunt list?
Spiky alien tentacle tattoos.
Oh, that one's over my head.
We get it, you're moving to Berlin, it says.
Maybe that was it.
Spiky alien tentacle tattoos. What's that about?
I don't know what that is.
Do you not have any?
No.
But you probably wouldn't remember you have so many. And you go in and you just, you run your finger up and down the template tattoos and you say, that one please, sir.
No, I don't have one of those.
Yes.
Yes.
So we give you half a point?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to get
no,
a tentacle tattoo.
No, I don't get any.
The blowcore aesthetic.
We are both guilty of that.
Am I bloke core?
Well, like, before we wouldn't be, like, wearing... Before we wouldn't be wearing, like, football jerseys and, like, drinking Guinness and pints and stuff. And now we do. Bloke core, like, it's like wearing a
laddie.
Football... Yeah, like wearing a football jersey with, like, a skirt or, like, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's all... But it's all jersey... Now, yeah, I'd be wearing the jersey.
Yeah, so,
yeah.
Like, we're point
each.
Oh,
so getting one.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm on 3 peaches on 7. Now, tell me why I'm getting annoyed that you're kind of winning.
But are you adding points?
Yeah, that's my third one.
But babe, I'm just coming across as an insufferable
dickhead.
Bleached
eyebrows, you've done.
Yeah. Also, I think you were petrified of me when I had my eyebrows.
I didn't like it. I didn't like
you,
it, remember?
You couldn't look at me in the eye.
I didn't like it.
You couldn't look at me in the eye when I had them bleached.
It was giving sleep paralysis demon when you had it. And
yeah.
I was kind of going...
But also, was it giving high fashion?
It is giving high fashion, especially... See, the thing is, right... And this isn't to discredit your style, anything you do. You can kind of get away with doing anything when you're as tall as you are.
Boy, because people can't see up that far.
No, it's not that. It's just like, you're already going against societal norms by being 6 foot
by
eight.
Being a gigantor.
Do you know what I mean? So it's just like, well, leave him off. Like, he's doing his own thing. And maybe it is an element of, you're not at the same island as the rest of us. So it's like, who even knows what he's doing up there?
No, but it's actually loud on me because I'm... Do you know when you open your phone camera and it's going on selfie mode and it's down below your chin?
Yeah.
That's how everyone in the world sees me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, everyone's good, and I see everyone from the good angle. Do you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, because you're above.
Yeah, so everyone looks gorgeous to me.
That's nice though, isn't it?
No.
The mullet 3.0, you've had a mullet.
I've had a mullet, yeah.
I'm thinking maybe I will do mullet.
Really?
Yeah, because I have a thing at the moment. I see a lad with a mullet and a moustache and I kind of go, oh my God, it is sexy. Being Bristol sober, only doing ketamine. One for you.
No, I'd never done ketamine in my life. Do I sound like a bit of a...
I'd be a bit nervy doing ketamine.
Basically, I never knew it was Bristol sober was not drinking, but just doing ketamine.
But what's the reference to Bristol? Living and extremely smug about it. But what's that? A tiny key? A little key? Pour moi? Well, ketamine is supposed to be good for your mental health these days, I suppose. That's not us advocating. That's us just reading
this. Yeah.
Solomon's.
I don't have a pair, you do. I love
getting one when you don't.
Stop turning it into a competition.
Long sleeve shrugs.
You're kind of Solomon's. You're really into Gorp core, that kind of like hiking aesthetic though, aren't you? You have like your Columbia,
Columbia bits.
Yeah, you're kind of into that kind of vibe.
Also,
and Lance, like that hat really suits you, the hiking one with the brim.
Lance, also the Solomons, I will say, like, are such a comfortable trainer, like, because they're meant for hiking.
Yeah, they're hiking shoes,
They're very, very comfortable trainer.
I want to get an all white pair. I love the all white pair.
Yeah, the all white ones are nice. I love my orange ones. I wear them with everything, and I never would have put myself down to be buying an orange shoe.
Yeah,
you know. Long sleeve shrugs. I think that's all you wear.
What is that?
And you're not wearing crops.
What's a long sleeve shrug?
Will it be cold enough for sleeves but warm enough for just a crop vest around our vital organs? It's giving 90s, it's giving chaotic Disney Channel stares, it's giving freezing your hips off.
I still don't know what that is.
Okay, so long, it's a shrug like. So long sleeved shrug. You definitely have one, you know, from Jaded.
I don't have any of them.
You don't have one like this, but no. It's just like...
I don't have any of them. So
you've that one.
I don't.
Oh, sorry. Are they hipster?
Mm.
So you don't wear... You don't have any long sleeve shrugs?
No. What's too...
But didn't you... get the tights and cut the hole in the crotch and then put up around...
In dance college, but I never wore that. 2CP, what's that?
2CB. Once a drug used exclusively by white guys with third eye forehead tattoos. Now a drug used by middle class students who wear £300 WTAPS trousers to Croatian music festivals.
That's completely off my head. I don't know what's happening. They're speaking gibberish to me there.
What's that one?
I don't know.
It's cannabis oil or something?
I don't have a clue.
Loafers with schoolgirl socks on men.
That's me. Yeah.
That's you.
Yeah.
So you're on you're on 10.
Are you adding? You're adding random
ones.
I'm
on four.
No, but you're adding me random ones.
I swear, I've only done the ones now that you wanted. Okay. Dyed red hair, you've done.
I haven't.
I've
never been red.
Yeah, but you've been like an orangey red.
No, I've never. I've been blue.
I think we have to give you a point there because you've done every other colour.
No.
Why is it red though?
I was this close.
To doing red
because I'm watching, do you know One Piece? It's like an anime, but they adapted it to a real life thing. And there's a guy in it with red hair that was so good.
See, I think all the, like, when you did blue, I think it suited you. When you did the
green,
I think it suited you.
I don't know. I'm more natural now for a while.
I like it, because you're getting married and stuff and you got the teeth on. So it's like a movie subscription.
You have one of those. I don't have. Jose has one, but that doesn't count for me.
But I only got this. So
you
I
have
wanted.
One.
I wanted to watch After Sun there about 2 weeks ago. I hadn't watched it all this time.
Yeah.
So Fark had actually told me not to watch it because, you know, when it came out last year, it was around the time that my father passed away, and he was like, "Oh, maybe don't give it a watch just yet, you know, because it's like the father-child relationship."
Yeah, it is a lot, and they go on holidays.
So I went to see if there was anywhere I could watch it online.
Yeah.
And then I only came across this movie stuff. They have great movies on there.
Movie is amazing. I use Holtz's one. Like, it's
also
unreal.
After Sun's fabulous.
Yeah.
No, but also sometimes I wonder, like, can I ever look at anything that boy does objectively?
I think we're just biased because
I think he could piss in a place and I'd go,
and
oh my God, BAFTA.
BAFTA
for Paul.
Yeah, literally, give him everything.
No, it was brilliant. I love
it.
I know, actually, more than that, I thought the little girl,
she was so
Frankie,
cute.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Going to harsh noise shows.
I don't know what that is.
What's that?
We're not cool enough for that.
This one's fairly niche. Something is completely unbearable as harsh noise is never going to find much of an audience beyond like Norwegian anarcho squatters.
No, that's too much
for me. The genre
does
seem to be having a bit of a resurgence. I went to like a lights show that was kind of loud, but it was more to do with the lights.
Give yourself a point.
No. Men's sports bras and crop tops. I mean, I've done them.
Yeah.
What coffee would you say is the most hipster at the moment? Because it feels
Cortado.
Like, is it we're on a Cortado?
It's an iced coffee.
Yeah.
But it's made with orange juice and sparkling water, and an espresso shot.
What's called
Sunrise or something, or
is
Sunset.
Two chalky bits.
I don't know. I think was it Troy Sivan was drinking it.
Would he ever go away? Martine Rose, Nike Shocks, or Asics, Kiko.
I'm really shit at runners, like, so I don't know any of that collabs. Like, that's not nothing.
Everyone knows
now
how much you paid for them. They're basically runners collabs.
Yeah.
Talisman necklaces, never.
No, me either.
Online ceramics t-shirts.
I don't have that. It's a brand, but I don't have it.
Oh, it's a brand.
Yeah.
Buying limited edition food drops or frequenting busy pop-ups. That's your kryptonite.
If there's a pop-up in there.
Yeah.
If there's a pop-up.
You don't even know what it's a pop-up for.
I don't care. I just hear something's temporary and it creates this sense of urgency.
Yeah, that, and you panic.
And I panic and go.
It could be a pop-up crash.
Yeah.
And you'd go, I must go.
It could be a pop-up like conversion camp and I would go. You know what I mean? It could be.
I thought that was a picture of you. Peacocking headgear.
I don't know what that is. Like a fuzzy hat.
Like just like something a
like a Rashid.
Kind of crazy.
Oh, well, if
headgear.
Rashid's giving me a hat, I'm wearing it.
But is there any other bits that you wear that are kind of?
No. Like you have peacocking headgear.
No, that's not peacocking.
No, it is. When you cosplay as what's his name, the crocodile hunter. That's peacocking headgear. You get a point. No, you're giving your. You have
I don't think I do.
Babe, look.
Okay,
how many...
I've done it. Okay, yeah, I have done it. So okay. Oh my god, I'm catching up. Tony Soprano core, so like the bowling shirt,
that's
best
you.
Gold jewelry. That's
you.
Me.
That's you.
The penny
also,
for a slick
that's hair. I don't know what I think. Like, well, do you remember you were saying you're like cracking your style and all that stuff?
Yeah.
You're so like
Tony Soprano core
and like old money core kind of vibes.
Going to Mexico, but specifically
Guadalajara.
Guadalajara.
It's just Guadalajara,
name.
No?
Guadalajara, sorry, I had another half.
Guadalajara.
Guadalajara.
I've never been to Mexico.
Rose chokers. Are they not gone?
I don't know what that is.
A rose choker.
Oh, wait, I wore one to the VIP center once.
You did, yeah. Rose chokers, that's you, 13.
Fuck's sake.
And then the last one, I think is the last one. Wearing earplugs in the club.
That's you.
Girls. But that's not to do with me being hipster. That's with me looking after my ears.
But that's what it's saying. Like, we get it. You're losing your hearing because you're a cool party girl.
Party girl.
So the results are in. So I'm. Are we saying percent? No.
Like, no. Just say how many you scored.
Okay. So I'm 13 hipsters and you're 9 hipsters.
Oh, 9.
Not too much in between.
Yeah. Yeah, and kind of 9's an okay number.
No, I'm okay with it.
How many did you score at home, girls?
How many did you score at home? Did you play along?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Bueno.
I can't hear ya.
Feel like, you know, when Dora asks the questions on telly.
Yeah.
And she leaves a gap. That's kind of cunt.
Anyway, we're off to a pop-up. I have to get to a pop-up there before I get my flight back to Ireland.
I don't really like pop-ups.
You do, babe. They're so exciting and fun.
Patrick said that they were out with you before there recently in Dublin, and that they were sat down in the pub and they were only halfway through a pint and you goes, oh my god, a pop-up, and you ran across the road. And he goes, they couldn't even finish their pints.
That actually happened.
I know, he told me. He goes, he said you sprinted.
I just think of something new, like that.
Babe, you are a glorified magpie. You see a bit of sparkle and you're there.
No, but let me explain the situation. That number one, that pub's always gonna be there, right? This was a drinks collab opening of a vintage store.
Okay, there
was
sound good.
There was a DJ playing and everyone was in the street and they were dancing and there was free drink. I was like, why are we in?
Did you want to be seen with the cool girls?
No, I went in and got loads of drinks out of the fridge when no one was looking and then we left. I just went in and robbed the drinks and we left. But it was a lovely opening. But babe, if there was a vintage store opening, giving away free drinks, why are we paying for Guinness in this pub that's always going to be here? Also, snooze me later. Get me in the streets having a boogie.
What are we saying there? That's our new thing that we're going to say.
Cuff me.
Cuff me, girls.
If running towards free drink and a party is against the law, cuff me, girls.
Anyway, girlies.
See you later. Love you.
Look, moral of the story. Anyone can be a cool girl. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.